You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Healthcare is a critical issue this election year. What do you think about it?
I think it's just the Americans to control their own insurance, but it's up to the government to help them, support them, especially the ones who are disabled like I am. I'm not just a disabled body. I am an enabled body who can do more things than what the government allows me to.
So what do you think? Is it a personal responsibility to figure out your own health care? How involved should government be? Give us a call, 877-8-MY-TAKE, or drop us a note at mytake@thetakeaway.org with your thoughts.
And health care, of course, is one of the issues driving this campaign, and we want to explore as many as possible before Election Day. And joining us now to discuss the differences between the candidates on health care is Mark Pauley, who's a health economist at the Wharton School. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Sure.
I want to tee up two statements from the candidates to set the broad issues and see if there's enough contrast there to actually develop some kind of actual policy debate here. First, listen to John McCain, Mark.
I think it's a responsibility in this respect, in that we should have available and affordable health care to every American citizen.
John McCain saying health care is a responsibility and that it should be available for everyone, regardless of their health condition. Now, listen to this story that Barack Obama told the other night.
I think it should be a right for every American. In a country as wealthy as ours, for us to have people who are going bankrupt because they can't pay their medical bills. For my mother to die of cancer at the age of 53 and have to spend the last months of her life in a hospital room arguing with insurance companies because they're saying that this may be a pre-existing condition and they don't have to pay her treatment, there's something fundamentally wrong about that.
Okay, Mark, so Barack Obama talks about health care at the extremes, and certainly the tragic death of his mother is an extreme case, but an all-too-familiar case. And John McCain seems to be talking from more of a market perspective. Do these reflect two very, very different views of a health care system managed by the federal government?
I think they reflect different views of how they would structure the healthcare system, although I think the differences that would matter to ordinary citizens are much smaller than the ideological differences between the candidates.
So Obama's plan would actually broaden the number of people who are insured, yet it would still leave a number of individuals uninsured. How do you view, first of all, the cost of this plan and who it would primarily affect?
Well, the cost of the plan is somewhat debatable because the cost estimates depend in part on some assumptions made about improvements in efficiency, which I'm an optimist about, but we can't give guarantees that things like greater use of information technology and computers would lower costs and other things like that. I think the realistic take that you would have to have for either candidate's plan is that if you are a middle-class person who's paying taxes, you'll probably end up paying more taxes to reduce the number of uninsured people under either candidate's plan.
But under the Obama plan, as a medical consumer, would your life be simpler? Would you be having fewer arguments with insurance companies, that sort of thing?
In part, it depends on who you are. If you were in the situation of Obama's mother or the gentleman who you played the little clip for, that people in that situation would be much better off because the Obama plan will require insurers to accept high risks and provide them with at least some approved coverage. And so the people that we usually think of as most adversely affected by being uninsured, who are high risks, would have their situation substantially improved under the Obama plan. I need to say, however, that under McCain, although he proposes to do it differently, a person in that situation would also be in much better shape than now because McCain proposes to, working with the states, have a heavily subsidized so-called high-risk pool, where if you're a high risk, you basically would be entitled to get decent insurance coverage at a premium for you that that is affordable. So in both cases, the people at high risk are actually would be in much better shape under either candidate's plan than at present.
Let's take apart the McCain strategy on these high risk pools. Mm-hmm. Basically, you're putting groups of people who share medical characteristics together and subsidizing the cost of serving them to the point where an actual insurance program can exist. Is that a good strategy, or does it actually just aggregate the highest costs?
Well, the high-cost people are going to be high-cost no matter where you put them together. So I think the thing to be said in favor of that strategy is that it puts them in a situation where tax money, subsidized money, can actually be targeted to them, specifically to their need.
Now, when we talk to healthcare providers about the current system, which is a mix of private and public sector, nobody describes the system as simple in any way. Republicans like to say that a market-driven system is going to be more simple because it will be self-sustaining, whereas Democrats and people who are supporting a single-payer program say that will be a simpler approach. Do you think there's any clarity here?
Well, Obama is not supporting a single-payer system or single-payer system, depending on your point of view. I guess it depends on how you look at it. In both cases, people would have a choice of a variety of plans. The only real difference there is that in Obama's arrangement, you would have, in addition to choice of private plans, there'd be a public plan, sort of like you'd have be able to choose the post office or FedEx. And then, of course, we're kind of conflicted here, I think. On the one hand, we want choice. On the other hand, choice is confusing. And when it comes to insurance, it's easy to make what seems like a good choice, and then after the fact, you wished you'd bought the insurance that specifically covered the disease you got, but you didn't know you were going to get it.
Right.
So it's kind of like a gamble. But either one will help to clarify, I think, the choices available to people, because they will set up arrangements where the subsidies will be much easier for people to understand, and the premiums that they would have to pay will be easier for them to understand.
Well, certainly the economic impacts are complicated enough, and it remains to be seen what impact there will be on public health with the adoption of either of these plans. Mark Pauly, thanks so much for joining us.
Very, very welcome.
Mark Pauly is a health economist at the Wharton School. He spoke with us from Wayne, Pennsylvania.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.